Good afternoon, Greg McDonald here with Rory Lemel. Rory, what would your title be for the Governor's Cup? I saw it on the door, but I...
Yeah, I don't know what you want to call it. Just...
Executive producer?
Yes, producer. Yep.
Cool. So, this is going to be the richest rodeo ever, South Dakota. Probably in eight states, probably, at least.
This is the fourth richest rodeo in the world. It's right behind San Antonio. Only difference is we have 12 contestants. And so lots of money to split up amongst them guys that had to go to the top 60 rodeos to get here. So, yeah, big money.
Nice. What was the idea behind it? What was your vision, or how
the
did
idea
it come
behind
about?
It wasn't my idea, actually. I mean, I helped format it, but a man named Sean Decker with Rev Entertainment, which is a division of the Texas Rangers baseball team, called me, and he said, I think we can do some great things for rodeo, and told me the success baseball has and the NFL has in playoffs, and rodeo needed that. And we kind of had a system, right, with our playoffs and going to the Puyallup and circling our way there. So we just created a deal there, and Tom Glaus and the PRC had a lot to do with it. With the winner of the NFR Open, the old Ram Circuit Finals, got an automatic bid to Puyallup, and then the next 23 in the tour standings of the 60 biggest rodeos. So 24 qualified there. And if you made it in the top four there, you had a buy into the championship round into Sioux Falls, and then the next eight in the tour standings. So you see a lot of guys that are in the top 15 and some that's not. Some that had great success there, maybe not other places. So it's a pretty interesting dynamics on how they enter and get here.
Yeah, we're going to move some people out of the top 15 that have been pretty comfortable.
Yeah, it is a dangerous situation. You know, I think you'll see some interviews this weekend. Those that are 14 and 15 in the world are pretty nervous, and they should be. You can come from a long ways back, 45,000 to be exact, and make a move into the top 15. So, but saying that, and I just told the Cowboy Channel the same thing. Yeah, that's a lot of money, and you can make up a lot of ground. But it's also like the Masters Golf Tournament. You're against the best in the world, so it's not going to be very easy to win money either. You got to bring your A game. Dreams will be made here, but dreams will be broken here.
Absolutely. All right. What can you tell me about the stock that you are bringing in for the Governor's Cup?
15 different stock contractors from around the United States, a lot of local people here. I didn't select them. The event rep selected all the stock that's coming here. So, you know, Caleb Bennett had the Barebacks, and Bradley Harder had the Bronx, and Cody Rostocki and the Bulls. I brought the Calf Ropers up from Texas, and Lana Mangold from way down south in Texas. The Steer Wrestling Steers come from J.J. Miller, and Cole Latham from right up here in the road, who supplies a lot of steers that Matt Zancanella goes through. So they had the team ropers. This building's set up for about two contractors, and we got 15 and 18 with the timed event, so it's making it a little dicey, the load.
Right. You got a good spot then to house all the livestock here in town?
A man named Dan Paring, who everybody knows here in Sioux Falls, hooked us up with the Sioux Empire Fair, Scott Wick, down there, and they have been so good. We built pen after pen down there, and anything we need, and just great people to work with.
Awesome. Well, why Sioux Falls?
Sioux Falls, so we started visiting and we met in that boardroom that overlooked the baseball field. There was a lot of big cities and big towns that showed interest. Our governor is pretty interested in rodeo, and that's our state sport. Our lieutenant governor introduced the bill that made rodeo our official state sport when he was in the House.
Awesome.
He's a rancher. High school rodeoed a little bit. Our governor rodeoed quite a little. And they made a push, and they wanted to bring it to South Dakota. And we just thought that, hey, everything's going on in the Black Hills. They got a great winter rodeo. They got a great summer rodeo. Deadwood's down the road. You can overplay a market so much. And it'll take me a bit to build this market. Some of the people have no idea about what they're fixing to see.
Right.
Once they see it, I think we'll change their minds a little bit.
Yeah. Well, what do you want the people to know?
Just that rodeo's gaining traction. We're in a lot better shape than we was. Rodeo prize money's up over $4 million from last year. When my brother first made the national finals in 1993, it was $27,000 to make the NFR. It's now $120,000 to make the NFR in that same event. So, and it takes that, right? Everything right. costs a lot anymore. So rodeo's gaining traction through events like this. And I hear it all the time. Man, I'd like to go to Vegas, but the hassle. We're going to have Vegas here in Sioux Falls. So that's what I'd say. Come watch it. Come see. Come be a part of history.
Awesome. Anything else you want to add?
Nope. I think that's it.
All right, Rory. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, old buck. Appreciate it.